Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Now, as we head into spooky territory, have you ever wondered why some numbers are considered unlucky?
Yeah, like 13.
Yeah.
I feel like it has been explained to me, but I cannot remember.
Well, it's meant to be about the Last Supper, where Judas was allegedly the 13th guest. Amongst Christ and the 12 apostles. And Judas was obviously his betrayer.
Yeah.
But in Norse mythology, it's kind of similar. The 13th guest in a banquet that Odin was running in Valhalla was Loki, god of mischief.
Oh.
And he was the one that caused the world to go dark, a bit like Mark Zuckerberg. But in India, 8 is considered unlucky. That's something to do with Saturn and its 3 stars. I don't understand. In Japan, 9 is pronounced like the Japanese word for suffering. So 9 is unlucky.
Oh.
And China has similar issues with the number 4. Some Italians don't like 17 because rearranging the Roman numerals comes up with my life is over. And has this many Afghans believe 39 translates into dead cow. And no one wants one of them on your doorstep, obviously.
Goodness me. So what numbers are safe after
none.
All this?
That's the thing.
There's
none.
No safe numbers.
No. Especially if it's in the wrong column on your tax return or on your bathroom scales, I guess.
That's when I pick the unlucky number. That's it. Don't like that number.
Oh, no. It's another dead cow. Happy Friday and good morning.
Happy Friday. It's the spookiest day of the week before Halloween.
Well, it is.
On Sunday.
Yes. It's the spookiest day of the week if you don't count Halloween.
Yes.
That's right. Welcome. Hey, look, I don't know what to think about. I was a bit, I guess, disappointed with the details that were revealed about the death of Michael Gadinsky.
Yeah.
The music promoter apparently died with a cocktail of they listed 12 drugs that were in his system when they released the post-mortem from the Supreme Court of Victoria. But it also kind of detailed stuff about, like, health conditions. And then most of the stories that covered it also went on to list his assets, like his car was worth this and this was worth that, and it was where the money all went. And it was like, not that I was surprised about talk of drugs and money.
Mm.
It just felt sort of tacky having it all laid bare. And like there's lots of stories out there today. So, I suppose there's things people want to read. Some people want to read. I just felt it was a bit invasive reading it, you know. I don't know. I guess not everyone thinks the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really our business, is it?
It didn't feel like it. It felt like I was peering in through windows, you know, which I guess is what a lot of people want to do. So, I don't know. The stories are there if you want to read them. But, yeah, that was an interesting bit to read about today.
Mm.
The other thing that I read about that's happened that probably wasn't surprising was Mark Zuckerberg unveiling Meta as the new name for Facebook's parent company.
Meta.
Alongside a logo that looks kind of like an infinity symbol in like a sideways 8, but squashed so it kind of resembles M or maybe a pair of glasses, depending on, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, as expected, the name apparently shows the company's focus on developing the metaverse, a virtual environment where users can connect, work and create products and content. And where we'll be mined for data mercilessly and end up being even further manipulated to change the way we act, vote and shop.
Okay.
By the way, it doesn't say that in the release.
Oh.
But that was just implied from what I can tell.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where the money is in his business model, manipulating people by manipulating data.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So there you go, Meta.
Meta, well, okay. But that doesn't mean anything really because it's still going to be Facebook and
Instagram. Well, Facebook's Facebook, Insta's still Insta. It's just the company that runs them all is now called
Meta.
I guess because, you know, it is everything.
Mm. Yep.
It owes all the money in the world, or if it doesn't yet, it will soon.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
Now, as we head into a spooky weekend, if there are parents looking to find Halloween-friendly areas for some trick-or-treating this year, there are plenty of ways you can do it. Best way, I reckon, is Facebook groups, local Facebook groups, like the Halloween Trick-or-Treat Mandurah and Surrounding Areas group, which is compiling lists of addresses specially for Sunday. So people submit them, and then you obviously go to the places where people have gone, hey, we're all about it.
Hey, where's the lollies?
Makes it easy. That's right. And you assume then they've stocked up ready for it.
You would assume.
Yes. Well, congratulations. Here's a Brussels sprout.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you feel ripped off? Here's a fruit bowl.
You're getting tricked, man.
That's not what I came for.
October 29 is also National Cat Day. And
another day that I feel like has multiple dates
It was Black Cats earlier this week.
It was.
So it's just generic cats this week, you know. Okay. So maybe if you're like a cool cat, you know, it's your
this
day.
Day's for you.
Yeah. If you like jazz, it's your day. And the last Friday on October is also Bandana Day for Canteen.
Oh, nice. I remember that.
Yes, so get involved. It's
bandanas
also
at school.
World Psoriasis Day. Good day to talk to your doctor if you've got itchy patches of skin especially, because there are things that can be done.
Yeah.
And also World Stroke Day.
Right.
Exercise being an excellent way to keep strokes at bay. So you can do that whilst you're trick-or-treating, potentially.
Go for a run while you're trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to do it.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And live from isolation with Ed Sheeran with Entertainment News, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. It's so much fun here. Ed's new album, Equals, is out today. It's been more than 4 years since we've had a new album from Ed Sheeran, and he told fans on Instagram yesterday that this is his one of his most personal yet.
Hello, everyone. Obviously, I'm in quarantine at the moment with COVID, but I just want to say my album is out tomorrow. I've just got the vinyl and I'm really, really excited about it. This is the first time I've released an album and not been around anyone, so let me know what you think of it. I'm really, really excited for you to hear it, and yeah, I think it's the best thing I've done, and I can't wait for it to be released to the world. Lots of love.
To celebrate the release, Ed is releasing a new single called Graffiti Overpass today with an accompanying music video. Here it is. Sounds good. Graffiti Overpass is out today, and you can stream Ed's latest album, Equals, now. The 2021 People's Choice Awards have unveiled this year's nominees, with some of pop music's biggest stars leading the way. Justin Bieber is the most nominated artist this year, with 10 nominations, including nods in Album of the Year, Collaboration of the Year, Music Video of the Year, and Song of the Year. Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Nas X, and Billie Eilish also received multiple nominations. The fan-voted awards show features 40 categories across movies, TV, music and pop culture, and voting is currently open now. Okay. Katy Perry has covered the Beatles for a holiday collaboration with clothing brand Gap. She recorded her own version of the Beatles classic, All You Need Is Love.
And obviously a sweater from Gap. That's all you need too.
It's actually for a good cause. Gap will be donating $1 per every Spotify stream of the song to Baby to Baby. It's a charity that Katie picked herself, which helps to provide basic baby needs to struggling families.
Nice.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.